Listen, 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
People, get ready.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Gather round your radio now for
Uzi, Ed, and Aaron.
The winning never stops with us. We've got... What are we about to do? Alpha Bucks? Should we open the lines?
Yep.
We should.
131060, if you would like to play Alpha Bucks and a very special song to get us started today.
Because today is the day that R&B Fridays presents Fridays Live. We've got the legend that is Fat Man Scoop.
Brooklyn Clan.
He's going to swagger into our studio just after 7 p.m, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh my
AM,
God.
Not p.m. Well, whatever, I haven't got my
Fat Man Scoop, Brooklyn Clan. Is that the line?
Yeah, absolutely.
Man, put your name in a song. What a smart move. Immortalizes yeah. you.
And the world knows who you are.
Uzi, Ed and Erin.
Very sad news yesterday, Erin.
Yeah, really, really sad. We learned that Paul Green, who was a former Cowboys coach and Maroons coach, had taken his own life, which is just heartbreaking. A lot of people really, really upset, obviously, about this. He took the Cowboys to their first ever premiership.
Thurston to choose from with Coote. He hits it. He's done it. He's got the field goal. He's got the premiership.
He was such an accomplished man, so successful. He was the State of Origin coach as well and a brilliant player as well. This is him when he made his own Maroons debut.
Now you got... teammates around you, don't want to let them down. So that's the funny thing about football. Like after you have such a good game, or you know you're part of a great win, it's back to business again Monday. You know you got to start worrying about next week's game.
And that just surmises so much about the kind of person he was. You don't want to let other people down. And I worked in rugby league for over 10 years and had a fair bit to do with him. And he was just one of the nicest blokes you will ever meet. He cared deeply about his players, about his teammates. And when I saw this yesterday, I was initially, you know, very, very sad to see the news. My mum rang me and she was quite upset and she said, do you know what happened? And I said, no, I don't. I said, but I don't think it will be what it ended up being in terms of how he died, because last week he was at a Sharks reunion. He seemed to be fine on the surface. His name was being bandied about for different coaches' roles, and it's been a tough couple of years for him. Absolutely. He lost his first grade coaching job and then he lost the Maroons coaching job. But his son turned 9 the day before he took his life. His little boy turned 9. And the Paul Green that I know was such a decent man and is such a decent man, such a wonderful person, that what really breaks my heart is that, as he said after playing his first Origin game, he doesn't want to let anyone down. He would have genuinely believed that doing what he did was the best thing for his family and the people who loved him, regardless of how much hurt they'd be after. And for someone to be in a position where they feel that is their only way out, it really breaks my heart. And I'm quite upset about it, because it's just very, very sad. He's got young kids. He's got a wife. He's got a lot of people who love him. And, it makes me also just worry about so many other people who on the surface appear fine and, you know, seem to be in a good place that aren't. And I think it's a really good reminder to everyone that if you're not doing okay, there are so many places that you can turn. There's Lifeline 13, 11, 14, and there are so many people who love and care for you, and all you need to do is put your hand up and say, I need some help, and there will be so many people that will help you. And yeah, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm just a bit, yeah, it's just very heartbreaking.
Yeah, it's really tough.
And if you or anyone you know needs support, you can contact Lifeline 13 11 14 or lifeline.org.au.
Yeah, and we're thinking of his family and everyone who loved him today. It's just a real loss for everyone. Regardless of what he did on the field, he was a dad and a family man and a great friend to a lot of people. So, yeah, lots of love to everyone.
Well said.
Uzi, Ed and Erin.
So Tommy Lee first became famous with Motley Crue, which was... one of the biggest bands of the 80s,
yep.
90s?
Yep, both, yep.
Yeah, so he's the drummer. So Tommy Lee, and I think I read their book, which is, I can't remember what it's called.
It's called The Dirt.
Yes, and it became a movie, actually.
Yes.
Yeah, you'd stream that, I reckon, on one of the services.
100%.
D-I-R-T or D-R-T?
First version.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, absolutely.
I had a number plate that was D-R-T, Dirt.
You had a number plate.
Dirt, M-L-E, dirt mole.
Yeah, the dirt mole.
Right. I probably should have known that. You had a dirt mole.
Yeah. It wasn't personalised. I think it was just the way it worked out. Maybe it was personalised. I bought the car secondhand.
You bought a secondhand car and it said dirt mole. Well, that's incredible. Thanks. But you know what? Tommy was then famous because he was married to Pamela Anderson, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And then the video came out. Was that the first celebrity video, salacious celebrity video?
Mm-hmm.
Which was just, I never saw it.
Did they do the deed?
On a boat.
Did they?
Yeah, on a boat.
Like the full.
It's like the Love Boat.
Wow.
Yeah, that was true, isn't it? Yes, yes.
Very, very famous VHS that got passed around at the video shop where I worked in Rose Bay. A policeman gave it to us.
Mate, that's why there's so many unsolved crimes. They're not doing their jobs.
So Tommy has come back into the public consciousness yesterday because of his Instagram account, and he placed a photo up there. Of it was basically, he's not wearing anything, is he? Apart from his tattoos,
it's completely Starkers. And when we say Starkers, it's not top half Starkers; it's completely Starkers.
Well, you'd think there's no room left on his body for tattoos, but with this photo, you realise there's a lot of room left for tattoos. And there's only one part of his body that doesn't have any tattoos on it. That could have, you could have what the whole War and Peace book on that, couldn't you? You could, it was, it's a,
for those confused, his member is out and it is.
Well, if Michelangelo was around, he could repaint the Sistine Chapel on that thing.
100%.
The whole thing, but make it bigger. But Erin, you have seen the photo because you are interested in the news.
I'm an investigative journalist, yes.
But what did you say about it?
Well, my thing, and we have determined here that it's a thirst trap. It's almost as thirst trap as you get, which for those who don't really know the kind of Instagram lingo, it's when you post a picture hoping to attract attention from either the opposite sex or whichever sex you're attracted to.
So just go to Erin's Instagram if you want to have a look. I have about a million examples of that.
I'm not. I just want to pay tribute to the makeup artists and the hairdressers.
The wardrobe.
The wardrobe. Okay, and just because I look semi-attractive sometimes, I also post unattractive photos too. On my story, so they disappear in 24 hours. but anyway, my thing would be that if he is trying to attract a woman, it's not the right way to go about it. There is nothing attractive about what he has posted in my mind. I've been sent some of these myself over the years, unsolicited completely, and I think they are disgusting and appalling and unattractive and gross and rude. And just feral.
Well, I think that you're lying.
What do you mean? But you don't think I've received any?
No, I know you've received them, but but I think I'm saying most of them. I'd say sometimes I'm telling you what I believe is that when it's a constant theme we hear from Erin and. You know, other women that
Absolutely. This
is disgusting and that there's no way that would ever, that's just, they never want to look at that.
Yep.
I think you're lying. I think you're lying.
Well, I am not a liar. I am a beacon of truth and hope.
Come on.
And look, do you remember some of the things I've admitted on this show?
Yes. Yeah,
so I'm not afraid to admit things that might be a little bit out there. I find this stuff repulsive. There is nothing attractive about it.
Wow.
Well, I put it to you, and this is a tough one, I know, but we do have cash, don't we?
It is a $50 cash reward for honesty.
Are there any women listening to us who are prepared to call and say that, you know, that, what are they, you say what they're prepared to say.
No, you say it. I don't want this in the highlight reel. Ed, you say it.
Are you open to the reception of this style of photograph?
Have you ever looked at it?
You can't leave it alone, can you? You couldn't just leave Ed with it. You've got to act. Go on.
No, but I think if you ever looked and thought, yes, I'm happy with that.
Okay.
Were there anyone call?
Look, lines are open. It's $50 cash, 13-10-60, honesty policy. Is there ever a situation, ladies, where you've received one of these and thought, yep, love it. Love it.
Maybe you've called for it. That's a tough one, but maybe you have.
Okay.
Tell me, you show me yours, I'll show you mine sort of situation.
Oh, my God.
Well, yeah. Let's be honest. Let's have an honest early morning conversation.
Well, as long as they are consensual adults who...
Of course.
It's not unsolicited.
Yes, I'm not unsolicited. I'm saying that it's... Yes, it's solicited. Okay. You ever solicited? Now, we're doing this early morning, but we're looking for honesty. Tommy Lee from Motley Crue was married to Pamela Anderson, has put an Instagram post up yesterday. He's not wearing any clothes whatsoever, and it's all there. It's all there.
Yeah, it's in the middle and just hanging, and it's there, and it's quite confronting.
And we've got to remember that it was an accident because he put oops underneath. So it was an accident.
Yeah,
I didn't mean to put it up.
No. If Instagram. You accidentally post something, you don't write oops next to it. That shows there was a conscious. But he wrote oops, which means it was a conscious decision to post it.
Well, no. Instagram have denied his right to express himself, and they have deleted the post.
Come on.
But it was up for a number of hours, and I believe some people have screenshot it, including some of our producers.
Yeah,
apparently
I know.
Just for, you know.
Oh, research. Yeah, Mindy, research.
And so Aaron's come up with the theory that no woman wants to see this. And I'm disputing that.
I could be a prude, though. I don't know.
Or you could be lying to yourself.
Chloe from Winston Hills.
Hey, totally agree that it's nice to know that you're working with before you get there so you're not disappointed.
That's great.
Yeah, right.
Thank you so much.
But I mean, Chloe, is it ever that the camera angles have lied to you, if you know what I mean? I mean, there is ways to,
I'm sure they can make it look bigger, and only if you've asked for it as well. Like, sometimes it's still disappointing, but that's fine.
So you're a prolific dater, Chloe, is that right?
Look, I've been married for a few years now, but back in the day, Insta and stuff was around, things got sent around.
Yeah.
And it was always better to know what you're walking into rather than be really disappointed.
What word would you use, Chloe, if you were disappointed? And you seem like a nice person. So what words would you use if you were disappointed? What would you write back? Would you anything or would you just...
Your facial expressions can't lie. Like,
Chloe's talking about in person.
I think so.
Thanks,
Chloe.
There's
no Chloe. Poker face that can get through that.
No.
Thank you, Chloe. $50 cash. Here's Naomi. Naomi, do you love when you receive these?
No, definitely not.
Oh.
The point where I will write a response back of, is your camera on Zoom? Or it must be a little bit cold.
No, don't do that.
Or I work in as a nurse as a background and they wouldn't know that if I'm talking to someone online. And I will go, I've seen better at work today.
In the what's the old department of the hospitals?
Sorry,
it's the department where you know when you get older and
well, the torture department,
geriatric department.
So so never Naomi. So you've never seen a photo and thought, that's okay. You've never saved a photo, Naomi.
Definitely not, and especially when I have been sent one for context next to a Glen 20 air freshener can.
Do they come in sizes, though?
I was going to ask
what?
That. Yeah. Is it handbag size or is it the
can you get a,
industrial?
Just trying to think of something that can get the perspective right.
Absolutely. Fun size Mars bar.
Just get you in the door so your personality can take over.
Thank you, Naomi.
Sunday, everyone congregates in the city. We've got 85,000 runners. They fire the gun and everyone runs to the beach. It's 14Ks. It's amazing. I've done it a number of times. And a lot of people are doing it.
Yeah. Marie from Schofields, you're running it this week?
I did the City to Surf 3 years ago. I'm doing it again on Sunday and I run for the Children's Hospital, which is a great
Well done, Marie.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's what I love so much about this is that you can run it seriously if you want to, but a lot of people also just do it to promote good causes and raise money, which is so lovely.
So what time are we looking at, Marie? Are you going to go hard or are you going to go?
No, 8:55. We leave. We start. We're in the yellow group.
Yeah, right. So, and what time are you looking to run? And like under an hour?
In 3 years, I did it in 2 hours and 1 minute.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm 3 years older this year, so who knows?
Wow. Now, I'm
under
not
two
here.
Hours.
Yeah, under 2 hours. I did it in 56 minutes 1 year, so.
Yeah, yeah. I probably can't do that.
You're a hero, Hughesy. Yeah.
I tell you, the best way to run, best way to run fast is start with the professionals, which I did. So you start right at the front. You don't have to get any of the crowds, and then a lot of people pass you as you go, but you get dragged along.
Smart.
So yeah, but it's a, look. I tell you what, Little Wings is another great charity. They've got a group running. Erin, they do a great job, don't they? Little Wings.
They're incredible. Yes, they fly sick kids, Marie, from kind of regional areas who need hospital treatment in Sydney, and they do that. They pick them up in little aircraft. All the pilots are volunteers, and they do a wonderful job, and Bankstown RSL supports them as well. So there'll be a big group running in yellow shirts, I think, for Little Wings. But yes, we'll be so many costumes as well. People dress up. It's great fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll be thinking of you as you go up Heartbreak Hill, Marie. You know that hill?
Thank
it just
you.
It never stops, that hill.
Yeah.
Crazy. Anyway, good luck to everyone.
Have a great time, everybody. Now, in a moment, we're going to be joined by the Hype Master General for R&B Fridays presents Friday's Live Fat Man Scoop, Erin Molan, live in the studio. And, oh, he might be bringing a double pass to the gig with him.
What about a $100 bill?
Well, put your hand up.
Yeah, thank you.
Well,
there's a song.
You don't know the song, bro? Oh my God. How do you not know that song? You got a $100 bill, put your hands up. You got a $50 bill, put your hands up.
The best song.
He's next.
Hughesy, Ed, and Erin.
Here he is. He's the hype man. He is this event. He is in charge. He is in charge of the biggest party the world has ever seen.
R&B Fridays presents Fridays Live, and in the studio, the man himself, Fat Man Scoop.
The big dog, he's here. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine. Happy to be here. After a 2 year hiatus, you love and appreciate these moments.
We do
because you don't, when you don't have them, when they go away, you don't know how much you miss something until it's gone.
Exactly.
Whether that's your car, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, an experience, whatever. Until it's gone, you don't understand.
But you are bringing this back, and the lineup is out of control. This is the best lineup you've ever seen.
It's up there. It's up there. It's definitely up there. I mean, the one thing about Fridays Live, we try to outdo ourselves each and every time. And I think that we have a bunch of players on this run that are absolutely amazing. Yeah. Macklemore, hasn't been here on this level in a while. Akon, you've got, Jay Sean. You've got, of course, Ashanti. There's so many people. Yeah, there's so many people from, as you say, the noughties that are on this thing that are ready to go. It's amazing.
TLC?
I just add the little sprinkle to it.
It's a big sprinkle. It's a big sprinkle. Tell me about the era of music that you absolutely dominated. See, I used to love Billy Joel, Rod Stewart. Then I went through the stage of you, of Jerul, Ashanti, J-Lo, the whole thing. They just don't make music like they used to. Do you agree with that?
I 100% agree with that. I say this every single day. And let's even go back further. Whether that's radio, music, anything that you do, in order for you to be excellent, you have to study the past.
Yes.
Yes.
So for me, I go further back. I go back to the 60s and the 50s.
Yeah.
These guys wrote records back then that were amazing. The structure of it, everything. A dude just get in there on the mic and go, here's the problem. I'm going to tell you where the problem is, and I'm going to get deep for a minute.
Good.
Yeah.
When we stopped telling artists that it was cool to sit down and write your lyrics and then take it to the studio and do it, that's where we lost everything.
Yes.
Right.
Back in the days, we used to write it down, practice it, and then you would go to the studio.
Yeah.
Now it's just like, go. That's not music.
So true.
So let's even go deeper really quick. In the 70s, they made "I Don't Love You Anymore." It's just that simple. Like, that's genius.
Of course.
That's genius level stuff.
Yeah.
Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping. And simple stuff that they did. They wrote songs back then that resonated.
That speak to people.
That is why There are no records right now that last more than 6 months, ooh, even if you're a superstar.
Yeah, no, that's brilliant. They worked hard and they partied hard as well,
yes,
didn't
they? Yes,
absolutely.
Yes, they did.
Have you must have experienced some stuff backstage, just partying on a level that you is can it still happen, that sort of partying backstage?
I'm going to tell you something. A couple of different things that people need to understand. People think that backstage is the biggest thing in the world. When you get to our level, when you're young, when the young artist, there may be some partying, but when we get to our level, you're going in and you're going out. You're doing your job. Now, have I seen some things? Yeah. Yes. Those times are not. Listen, I've seen
some things.
Yeah, I've seen some things. They have to go to the grave.
Yeah, but that's a stop.
I'm going to tell you, you know when all of that stopped?
When?
With the invention of the camera, with the invention of the screenshot, all of that. Listen, the most dangerous thing that's happened to a man in the last 50 years is a phone and screenshots.
Yeah.
So, you know, listen, those days are over, but I remember the days of really getting down. I mean, listen, I'll be the first to say, I in my younger years, I was terrible. But you have to go through that as an artist. I don't drink. I don't smoke. My vice was women. You know, I was a lover of the ladies.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? Are you single now? Or are you?
Yeah, I'm single now. Oh. I was married twice.
Yeah.
And I'm divorced. I'm actually just finished paying my alimony off about 4 months ago.
Oh, good for you.
What a great effort.
I'm completely
so you're
single.
Looking for an Australian woman, a lady love?
I'm looking for whatever's coming my way. Personally, I'm just going to put it out there. I love plus size women.
Yeah.
So you got to be at least 170. Do y'all do pounds or kilos?
Well,
I can do the conversion.
More than 80.
Like,
more than 90
like
kilos.
170 pounds to like 235.
So what does that mean? Give me kilos.
Get up to near the 250.
80 to 95.
80 to 95.
Yeah, crack 100, I think.
I'm out.
Over 100.
Yeah.
You're out. Nice exceptions,
won't you? I'm a big guy. I got to throw a woman around.
I'm tall. I've got broad shoulders. I'm athletic.
You're so thin, I'm going to throw you all around the room. I need a woman that I can fight in the bed with.
Australian women, though, are the friendliest. Are they the best?
Of course. Here's the thing. Americans are so aggressive and mean.
Yeah.
And, you know, it comes from that cutthroat culture of living there. Yeah. I notice when you go out of the country, people are so more inviting and friendly and stuff like that. You guys run a country that's really not really big on crime. Like, you can walk the streets. I can eat a salad off the sidewalk. Like, there's different things going on out here in Sydney that you'd never see anywhere else in the world.
Okay, we could go one morning.
How do we get tickets?
Right, it's Frontier Touring, 11 a.m., frontiertouring.com. Tickets are on sale today for R&B Fridays Presents Friday's Life. But Fat Man Scoop has brought in a double pass to give away.
Okay.
So 13-10-60 right now to get it straight from Fat Man Scoop's pocket to you.
To me. For me to you.
Yes.
For me to you. I'm not going to give it to myself. People, this is the biggest party, period. Now, people say the biggest party in Australia, but I'm going to go one step further and say the Southern Hemisphere.
Oh.
We put up the Instagram last week, and I had people from Indonesia and Malaysia calling me about this. This is going to be one that you don't want to miss. I'm going to explain this to you and make it simple. It is very sexy to experience this in person, not as sexy to see it on YouTube.
Oh, that is the best.
Yesterday was my mother's 82nd birthday. She's a brilliant woman, and she joins us right now. Good morning, Mum.
Yeah, hi there. How are you?
Hi,
yeah,
Carmel.
Good.
Happy birthday.
Aaron and Ed, thank you.
Happy birthday, Carmel.
Thanks, Ed.
Now, Mum, there's a couple of things to discuss here. All right. So first off, the word filtered back to me that the flowers that I was delivering on a yearly basis were too big. Was yesterday's bunch a good size?
Exactly right.
All right. And they came in their own vase, and that vase
they
is manageable?
Did? Exactly. Yep. I could carry it in without falling over.
It's a good test of a good bunch of flowers, Carmel.
Now, when I had a phone call with you the other day, Mum, I was workshopping a present and I brought it up How about a car? And you you were like, you were okay with that, weren't you?
Yeah, I was in a bit of shock actually, but anyway.
Yeah, but you know what? You just got your license back, didn't you? At the age of 82, you had some health issues, and the license And the license had been taken off you, but you have got your full license back.
I have got it back, yes.
What does it mean really to you, Carmel, the license?
It needs everything to me because I've got a you've got appointments and everything else at this age, and you've got to either get a cab, rely on someone to take you, and all the rest of it. And, you know, you feel like you're a burden to everyone. But, anyway,
Your independence, isn't it? You just don't want to have to rely on other people.
That's exactly right. Yeah,
I'm so happy you got it back, Carmel.
And we had a lot of callers yesterday to say that their relatives, are, you know, in their mid 90s, were still driving.
Oh,
absolutely fine.
Oh, dear, Carmel said, "Oh dear."
Well, I hope I will be, but I've got to get this.
You'll get there for sure. So you reminded me that we got you a car like in 2008, a Corolla, 2007. All right,
that long.
And you still got that car, and it needed servicing. And how many kilometres has that car done, Mum?
I'd say it's done about 55, 60 or something like that. Not much.
Oh wow!
So I haven't been travelling very much.
So 55,000. Kilometres in 16 years. So.
Exactly right. So you can't say it's, you know, probably not run in, is it?
It's not run in, but it's gonna make a great trade-in on a new one. And
it is.
Now, I believe that Mick was with you yesterday, my brother, and you guys workshopped what sort of car, and what are we going with?
We're going with a white Corolla Ascent, I think. I like the Corollas. I shouldn't be saying that because I'll be in trouble with advertising.
Only if we don't declare if they've given it to us for free. So, Hughie will be paying full price or you're fine.
Have you had a look at the Hummers? Hummers are nice. Hummers.
Yeah.
Gold-plated they are. They come in too. And bulletproof glass.
Oh,
you only need bulletproof glass.
Well, these days you might need bulletproof glass, I think.
Crime on the up.
Do the wrong thing, someone will shoot you.
Very true.
So you're going with a hatchback. Is that to put your walker in the back of it?
Yes, I'm using walker again at the moment. So I could put it in the boot, of course, but it's easy to manage for me. And anyway, old age and all these bits and pieces on it these days. God knows what'll happen. But
no, there is.
Anyway,
the new cars do have a lot of buttons, which are very hard to work out.
Yeah, this is right. I'm having trouble with computers without cars, but.
Yeah, well, no. And the safety on the new cars is fantastic as well. So
they tell me.
No, but I'm saying if God forbid there was an accident, there's just airbags going left, right and centre.
They're everywhere.
Exactly right. The airbags won't kill you. They're likely to kill you too, aren't they?
Hey, Carmel, just while we've got you, can I just ask, is there any part of your son, I mean, for your birthday you're getting a car, but sometimes people want gifts of another nature. Like, is there any kind of thing that he does or part of him that you would like him to improve or change on top of the car as well as a, you know, for a birthday present?
Well, I'd like him, when he sends me flowers, I'd like him to put the right unit number on the thing.
So we put the wrong unit number.
How do you not know
he
your
does
mother's...
it every year.
Yeah, I know. God. It's we get confused between 20, oh, I won't say the number, we get the wrong number.
23.
All right. Well, yes. So there's another. You know, I hope they get flowers from their own family. Be honest.
Well,
so,
I'm sure. My neighbour across the road. I said, she expects it now. It comes and she just sends them over the road. So.
Can she get a Corolla?
Yeah.
Well, Mum, I'm so lucky to. I mean, obviously. You've been the best mother to your four children, and you're a beautiful woman. And there'll be another. In another 17 years, we'll get you another new car, all right?
Oh, I'll probably need a helicopter or something by then.
Thank you, Carmel Hughes.
So my beautiful mum, who grew up in an orphanage with her sister, has just been a wonderful human for her 82 years. Going to get her a new Corolla. Got her one 16 years ago. She'd done 55,000 kilometres in that car in 16 years, mainly to appointments, health appointments. That's mainly the main reason she leaves the house. But who can beat that? What have we got? We're going out with Kayla from Reevesby. Kayla, who's got a low kilometre car in your family?
It's my nen. She's got a 1999 powder blue Toyota Starlet with 60,000 k's.
Just the Starlet. The Starlet life. What a car.
I'm trying to imagine, what does it look like? What's the shape of the Starlet?
It's a little bit round, is it?
Yeah,
round.
It's hashtag round.
And did she drive all the time, Kayla, just to very short trips?
She basically just drives around her local area. She won't go on freeways because she doesn't want to merge. She just...
What about the dirt mole?
Drives in her local area.
Aaron, how many Ks did the dirt mole do?
That had a
car lot
of Ks. I remember I paid $5,000 for it, borrowed it from mum and dad, the cash. And yeah, it had done a lot and it broke down all the time. The amount of times the tow truck drivers would just rock up. Hey, Aaron, hey.
Low kilometre cars off older Australians. Yeah. That's the dream, isn't it? If you're going to get a second hander, who have we got
sweet
now?
Spot.
Well, if you're in the Belfield area, we might have one. Anna, is this your dad's car?
Yes, it is, and he doesn't want anyone to touch it either.
Yeah. So what model is it?
He's got a Mitsubishi Magna, and he's got 37 k's on it, and he knows exactly if someone touches it or moves it or dives it. He looks at everything about it. Even if the dice that are hanging where the mirror is are moved. He even knows that.
I love that.
He's had it since the 90s?
Yes, 90s, late 90s.
And is it his pride and joy, Anna? Is that why he doesn't like anyone else to touch it, or is he just that type of person?
He's that type of person, but it is his pride and joy, but he's really jealous of anything and everything that is his.
Yeah. How old is he?
He's 79.
Yeah, good on him.
And he's not going to... Oh, no, I won't say that.
I was going to say
he's not going to leave it to anyone because he doesn't want others to enjoy it, but then I don't want to go down that path of...
No, you've got another 20 years of driving him, do you reckon, Anna?
No, absolutely.
Oh, no, if he has scratched it or accidentally smashed it or anything, he gets it fixed immediately. The first thing was he'll just talk about it until someone just takes the car and gets it fixed.
Oh, so they're allowed to take it to get it fixed but not drive it for their own joy.
He delegates, but he has to be in the car. I need to get my car, the bumper bar or the rim. Yeah, yeah. Straight away, immediately. Yeah, as soon as he says it, he needs it done.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Just shout out to the Magna, which was a great car. Yes.
Just an amazing vehicle.
Love Magna.
Thanks, everyone.
Susie, Ed and Aaron.
Yeah.
I have a massive task ahead this weekend that I'm a little bit anxious about.
Well, you're really anxious. You've been banging on about it all week. What's frightening you?
My sister's coming to stay with her family.
Ooh. We are family. Hey, I got my sister.
And at the ripe old age of 38, I've never had anyone that's related to me come and stay at my home.
Ooh.
Never.
So how many people is she bringing?
Well, the whole brood. So she's got herself, her husband, her less than one-year-old and her three-year-old. And I live in a three-bedroom unit. It's quite small. There's my room, Eliza's room, and then my study.
Yeah, and there's I've been to your abodes in the past and they're cluttered.
Oh, they're not cluttered.
They are cluttered.
No, they're not.
They are.
The old place was cluttered where you had to go and get the rubbish from the balcony. The new place is... No, it's less cluttered than the old place, but I get a lot of stuff that I don't need and I store it.
You walk into Erin's abode and it's like, are we on Hoarders? Is this a TV show? So, there's stuff everywhere.
Okay, you've made your point. So do I have to clear it? Like what? Because I worry. My sister's a lawyer. She's very high achieving. She's always been the perfect one. Like we went to school together and she got the 99.99. grade. She's always been, you know, well behaved. She's never had, you know, issues with the law. She's just perfect. And so her standards are high.
So the judgment's going to start as soon as the door opens.
I love her so much, but she, even with her eyes, they're so judgy. They'll dart around and they'll judge. Yeah. In a loving way.
Have you got time for a team of cleaners to come in?
No, I don't. I haven't organised anything. And then plus, like, I even did a Woolies order a couple of days ago. And you know me, I'm not big on cooking or vegetables, but I ordered all these veggies so my fridge looked like it Yes, thank you. So it looks like I'm the kind of mum who cooks and stuff.
But have you cleaned the fridge? Because that's another area of judgment.
God,
the fridge door opens and you look in there and it's like, oh, yuck.
I just realised the oven as well.
Oh, that'll be awful.
Yeah, but won't have any food. It's just from when Eliza and I do cookies or like muffs or anything. Oh, God. But anyway,
there'll be remnants in the oven. Well,
But like, where am I going to put them? What do I have to do? Do I serve them water when they come? Do I have to have snacks? Like, what?
Serve
I don't know what
water.
To do. No, I genuinely don't know.
A jug of water is good.
Do you reckon?
Absolutely. A
fridge
fresh jug
cold
as well.
Or tap like room temperature?
I'd give them both options.
Oh God, I only have one jug.
Sparkling.
You only got one jug.
Oh God, no, that jug's for the paint. I don't even have
a paint jug.
Well, Eliza uses it to paint. She puts the brushes in it.
Oh, this is. But do you want them to come back? Because right now, I think it'll be a once only visit.
And you know what? I remember this early in television when they wanted you to do a job you didn't want to do. You could never do it well because then they'd get you to do it all the time. So no, I don't.
So, how many nights are they booked in for?
Just the one.
All right. Well, can she get through a night?
Well, what could go wrong is the question here. Guess what we've got? A double pass to Friday's Live at Giants Stadium is up for grabs. Tell Erin what can go wrong. What can go wrong when relatives come to stay?
And potentially how to avoid it, just so we can make this constructive, maybe?
Well, you want to avoid relatives staying? Or?
No, how to avoid whatever went wrong, what I could do to stop it from going wrong in my situation.
Well, some tips. Righto. Relatives are coming to stay. Some tips for Erin or disasters.
Susie, Ed and Erin.
I've got my sister, her husband and her two children coming to stay with me tomorrow night, and I've never had anyone related to me want to come and stay before as an adult in my entire life, and I'm 38, which is sad.
But this is the sister that's perfect. She's
a
lawyer.
She's
a
lawyer.
She does everything right.
Just ticks every box. She's always been, just the
favourite.
She'd
open envelopes and, like, pay bills and,
completely. She's manicured. Her nails are always done. She's just that person that you want to be but can't.
Is her house pristine?
Of course it is. It's perfect.
Yeah,
the kids are perfect. Husband's, he's perfect-ish. I mean, no one's perfect.
Nah.
Love you, Dale.
Lauren from Gordon, who did you have stay recently?
Hey, yeah, I did. I had my baby recently, like 9 months ago, and my parents came to stay for like a week and a half to kind of help out. Yeah, it was lovely, but ended up, if you want tips on how to not have them come back. So they brought their little dog along and slept with them in their bed. And we had them on one of those inflatable beds,
that you blow up. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't have like a proper room set for them. Anyway, they ended up in the middle of the night on a deflated bed about a week into it because the dog's little claw went through.
Well, it was their dog in your defense.
Well, exactly. Like, it's not our fault.
Yeah, exactly. But did they tell you straight away that it had punctured or did they leave it a day or two?
It was like, no, that they told us the next morning. They were looking a little rough in the morning and, let us know. And it happened to also be, so we had a week-old baby and a 1.5-year-old at the time. And the kids just screamed all night. So
perfect.
Get your kids to, like, have a real big tantrum. Yeah, then they won't come back. And
I don't have to go through this again, this pain.
Did you tell them before they turned up they were going to be on an inflatable bed, like basically camping? Did you tell them that or not?
We didn't. But they do know. They know that we weren't, like, that well set up for visitors. So I'm not going to take my fault on that one.
Right. Do you want them to come back, though? Were they a good help while they were there?
I think it's like that tricky thing where they're really helpful making food and stuff, but also, yeah, a little bit of the judgment and the sort of, little sly comments around.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're giving him that for dinner, are you, honey?
Oh, is that what you're doing with the baby? Okay.
Erin, have you got time to buy inflatable beds, Erin?
No, but she does need a portable cot. So I could blow one up potentially. I don't know.
So you haven't organised that yet?
No, but maybe I might. Violet, one of our producers, might have one that we might borrow. So
thank you, Lauren. There's an RMB double pass to Friday's Live at Giants Stadium.
Hang on. We've had a call through from the perfect sister. We're gonna have to. All right,
we're coming back.
We'll come back. God,
my goodness,
no.
Aaron's sister.
Susie, Ed, and Aaron.
This is big.
Who's Toto?
The band that just sang that song.
Oh, yeah, right.
I'm saying this is a massive moment in your life. Mm. Your perfect sister is turning up to your house.
I know.
She's never put a foot wrong in her entire life.
Not once.
I think the next foot will be wrong because it's going to be through your front door.
Okay, everyone, best behaviour, because let's all be upstanding as we welcome.
She's not a tyrant.
Felicity, Aaron's sister. Good morning,
Hi.
Your grace.
Good morning. I don't know about this whole perfect image that Aaron's.
Oh, goodness.
It suits the narrative. Flicker, just play along.
No, I believe that you're training for a half marathon. Is that right, Felicity?
A half Ironman.
Ironman.
Yeah. A hard one.
Yeah, so swimming, running, and cycling in a couple of months. So.
And is a night at Aaron's house part of your training? Is it like if you can endure that, you can endure anything?
Yeah, I'm a bit worried. I mean, it's only one night and we've got pretty low expectations after kind of a lifetime of knowing Aaron. So we kind of, I mean, I don't know what she's worried about because we're just treating it like we're going camping. So we're bringing our own toilet paper. We're bringing our own kitchen utensils, our own
toilet paper.
We're absolutely nothing. Yeah. So all she needs to do is kind of provide a roof and we'll be fine.
Actually, there is some leaking issues at the moment. That's why we've got the water fixers there. At the moment, there's a slight smell of mold, which I haven't told you about, but it's intermittent.
Okay, that's
She's claiming to us that she will cook a meal for your family. Are you happy with that?
I'm pretty sure we've actually got a dinner booking on Saturday night. And
that's a good point.
The only meal that we're there for. So I hope she hasn't put too much thought into the planning of this meal. I don't know when it's going to happen.
Breakfast potentially the next morning?
Yeah, I'll be up early for the City to Surf, but sure.
Oh, what a legend. You're doing the City to Surf.
I told you, she's amazing. Just quickly, why is this the first time anyone's ever come to stay with me?
I'm not sure. I guess they're probably all waiting for my review after I stay there. And then you'll either have an influx of people come in the next kind of 3 weeks or you'll go another kind of 38 years without anyone coming to visit. I guess it all depends on this one stage.
It's a lot of pressure.
When you open the fridge to get the milk out for the kids.
Oh, God, don't have milk. Actually, that's a really good idea. I don't have milk.
Sake.
No, I've got milk. Powder. I've got baby powder, but I don't have milk. I've got to get milk. Milk.
So you're going to have to bring your own milk, Felicity.
Yep. Adding it to the list.
What were you going to say, though, bro?
Me, I say, would you check the date on the milk? But there's no milk to check the date on. So I thought you'd have some milk in the fridge.
No, I've got baby powder.
Is there any bread?
Oh, God, no.
No, you've got bread.
No, I don't actually. The only stuff I've got is vegetables, which I added to my Woolies order so that you'd think that I'm, you know, that person that does stuff with vegetables at home.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, camping, you know, we're turning up there. We're completely self-sufficient. So, you know, yeah, we'll hopefully survive the weekend, but who knows.
Now, we need a cot, don't we? So, Aaron, tell your sister that you haven't got the cot yet, please.
Well, I haven't got the cot, but I think, doesn't Violet have a cot? Does Violet have a cot? Violet?
Well, it's one of our producers, Felicity, who's
got it's fine.
Oh, thank you so much, Violet.
Thank you, Violet. I really appreciate you preparing in advance for my stay.
Yeah, also, Violet has to go
aggressive.
Home and drive.
Did you hear the aggression in that voice?
I did, actually.
Yeah, and it's well-founded aggression. It comes from years of knowledge, basically. So, Felicity, is Felicity older or younger? What's the story?
She looks older, but she's a year younger.
She looks older?
No, she
hurts.
Doesn't.
What?
She doesn't. She's a year younger.
So, Felicity, you really should have looked up to your older sister, shouldn't you, over the years? Or did you learn lessons from Erin's way of going about life?
Not at all. It worked out quite well, though, because she was the one kind of attracting all the attention in kind of the wrong way. You know, Mum and Dad were always very focused on dealing with, you know, some of the issues that she, you know, brought up. And
and I just flew under the radar. So it actually
was. Well done. Flew under the radar.
So we had to worry about all Aaron's carry on while you were studying hard, becoming a lawyer, Felicity.
Yeah, just kind of doing my own thing, and but you know, it was pretty good. Like, because you know, I haven't always been perfect, so there were some times when I, you know, I loved having Erin as my older sister. Kind of, you know, whatever I did, she would make me look good by comparison. So,
Great result.
You're welcome, honey. Great You're result. Welcome.
Well, we can't wait to hear how it goes. We will hear about it on Monday.
Love
Thank you.
See you tomorrow.
Susie, Ed, and Erin.